of this verse. John 6 and verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. It's just of a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do commit the closing moments of this drive-in service to thee. We're thankful for the word of testimony. Lord, thou art saving souls, and we thank you that thou art able to keep those that come to thyself. And we thank you for the many years of Christian service that Tommy has given today. We pray that at this time thou wilt save the young and take them on, that they might live long and fruitful lives in the service of the Lord. Pray now that as we bring this meeting to a close, that thou wilt bless the spoken word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. John 6 and 37 can be defined or divided into two parts. One great preacher stated that the first part deals with the mystery of the gospel. All that the Father giveth me, the people the Father gave to Christ. But the second part of the verse sets forth the simplicity of the gospel. For it declares, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In other words, the one who comes to Jesus Christ for salvation will not be cast out, but will be saved. Very simply tonight, we say at the conclusion of this service that if men and women are to be saved, if their sins are to be forgiven, if they are to be justified before the Lord, if they are to be accepted by the Father and have a place with him in eternity in the kingdom of God and in heaven, then while they are on earth, they must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way of salvation. But you might ask the question, what does it mean to come to Christ? You can't come to him literally, because the Lord Jesus is no longer on this earth. He died. He rose again the third day. And 40 days later, he ascended into heaven to sit at his Father's right hand. You can't search him out on this earth and come to him physically or literally. So what does it mean if coming to Christ is the way of salvation? What does it mean to come to Christ? Well, let me say, first of all, you must come to him in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're going to come to the Lord, then you must come in faith. You must come believing. And it starts with a recognition that God is. It starts with a recognition that God exists, that he is the ruler and creator and the sovereign over all. And it's a believing that God is the creator. God is. But it's a coming in faith, not only that God exists as the creator of all and all mankind. It is a coming in faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That when he lived on this earth, was born into this world, ministered among men, died upon the cross, rose again from the grave, that he did so as the Son of God. That he was God's Son sent into this world with the task to die for sinners, to make atonement for the soul, to bring man to God. I wonder tonight, do you understand and believe and accept that there is one God, the creator and sustainer of all? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He was no mere man, but he was the Son of God, God incarnate, and he came to this world with a task to do, given by the Father, to live a righteous, holy, sinless life for sinners, and to die upon the cross as a substitute for sinners, to bear their guilt, and to suffer in their place for their sins. You need to come in faith. He that cometh to God, coming to Christ, you must believe that he is. He is God. Jesus Christ is his Son. That God's word is true and will be fulfilled. But you must not only come in faith, you must come with contrition. I'm thinking of contrition for sin. The words of the Savior come to mind in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. When the Lord Jesus, in the days of his flesh, he gave one of the great gospel invitations. He threw out his arms and he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Heavy laden with what? Laboring under what? Heavy laden with sin. Laboring under the burden and the guilt of sin. And I wonder, my friend, have you recognized, and do men recognize, that they are sinners? You'll never seek God's salvation. You'll never request God's salvation. You'll never come to him for salvation if you don't recognize you have a problem. And the problem that man has between, and men have many problems in life, but the problem you have before God is that you're a sinner. Sin is disobedience to God's commands. You've broken his law. You stand condemned as a lawbreaker. And the judgment of God will come upon you for your sin. And by your sin, you'll be separated from God forever in eternity. I wonder, have you ever felt the burden of that? The weight and the load. Tommy spoke about it in his testimony. There was a time in his life's experience when the word of God came to him. "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And it convicted him of his sin and his standing before God. And I'm asking you, have you ever had that time in your life when God has dealt with you? You've seen, you've understood, you've felt your guilt before God, and it's been a burden to you, and you've wanted rid of it, and you've labored under it. It's to those people that Jesus said, "Come unto me." And if that describes you, if that summarizes where you are now or in the past, that you've labored and been burdened down by the guilt of sin, then come to the Lord. Come to Christ. It was in that condition that the prodigal returned to the Father. He felt the effects of his sin. Because his life had been ruined, he could attribute it to his sin. "I have sinned against my Father and in the sight of the Lord." And he was sorry for his sin. And therefore he turned unto the Father. My friend, that's a picture of a sinner under conviction of sin, with a genuine sorrow for their sin, burdened by it, turning unto the Lord and coming to the Lord. My friend, you must know something of that contrition and guilt if you're ever to come to the Lord. You need to come in faith. You need to come with contrition. You need to come with assurance. Thinking of our text, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." You need to come with the assurance that when you come to the Lord, He will receive you. That's an interesting phrase. He will not cast out. I will in no wise cast out. I'm thinking of the verse in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 12, where the Lord said, many shall come from the east and west, sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. To be cast out is to be cast into hell, to be cast into outer darkness, to be cast away from God's presence and out of God's kingdom forever and forever. That's what being cast out refers to. The Bible tells us there will come a day when the Lord will cast men out, and he'll cast them down to that place called hell if they have not turned to the Lord and come to him for salvation and forgiveness. But in coming to Christ, you need to come in the assurance that Jesus said, him that cometh to me, if you come, I will not cast you out. I'll not send you down to hell. Rather, what will he do? He will forgive you. He will pardon you. He will adopt you into his family. He will make you a new creature in Christ. He will make you a child of the King. He will receive you, and he'll give you a place in his kingdom forever and all eternity. And it's on that basis the sinner must come to Christ. How can you come? Come in prayer. Call upon the Lord. He'll hear your cry. And in coming to the Lord and calling upon him, the Lord says he will not cast you out, but he will receive you. And isn't it lovely the way he words it? Him that cometh. And he's not ruling out the ladies. Him, just speaking of mankind, whoever from among mankind, him that cometh to me. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what your background is. What your past has been. If you come in faith, believing, with contrition for your sin, and with assurance the Lord will receive you. He will not cast you out, but he will save you and redeem you. My friend, I want to ask the question in closing. Has there been a time in your life's experience when you have sincerely come to Jesus? You've come believing that he is the Son of God, and what he did on the cross, he did to save you from your sin. You've come with sorrow in your heart. You've been burdened and broken over your sin. You've come calling upon him not to cast you out, but to receive you. That's the way of salvation. I trust you have come to him. And if not, how simple it is. Come. Come in faith. Come in repentance. Come with assurance. Call upon him. He will not cast you out, but make you a child of his. I'm going to close in a wee word of prayer. And then Tommy and I will just stand by the side here and bid you well as you leave. We trust the Lord will bless his word to all of our hearts. And if you're here tonight and you've never come to the Lord, we're happy to speak to you and show you further how you can come to the Lord, have the assurance of sins forgiven. Father in heaven, descend by thy Spirit. Use the preached word to trouble man in their sin and to bring man to the Savior. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt part us tonight with thy blessing, with thy fear and in thy favor. We pray especially for Wednesday night as the saints will gather to partake of the emblems around the table. We pray that thou wilt bless that time as we remember Christ, his death for us in his own appointed way. O Lord, do us good as a people and a church. Melt our hearts with Calvary love. Win the lost to Jesus. We ask these things in the Savior's name and for Jesus' sake.